Now we're going to look at the comb tree, which lets you visualize very large hierarchies. And I'm going to touch on certain things quickly, and we'll also go over it in more detail on Thursday. The comb tree tries to address the problem of what if you have a very large hierarchy. So if what we're looking at here is a file hierarchy, where at the very left we're looking at the files that belong to Robertson. And what you're seeing is first cone, and you see labels that are being foreshortened slightly because they're on a circle that goes into the back. And the key thing about the cone tree is that you can rotate it, so you can bring into the foreground the things, the structure of the tree that you're currently most interested in, and you can even filter it. And it casts a shadow at the bottom that you can maybe use as a visual cue. The reason the cone tree is important is because it's one of the first information visualization tools, and it exemplifies some of the design principles and in terms of the use of animation and so on.